This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Developing forecasts for the markets is a tricky business. Famous investor George Soros once said, "Markets are constantly in a state of uncertainty and flux, and money is made by discounting the obvious and betting on the unexpected." As we entered 2023, this is exactly what happened. Coming into the new year, the potential for a recession was obvious. Inflation and higher interest rates were obvious. The war in Ukraine and the European energy crisis were obvious. A bet against each of these three has paid off handsomely. However, do not take this as advice to always go against the trend. Only at an inflection point is going against the trend rewarded, as Soros clarified. Before you reach that point, the market can make you out to be a fool. Now, the view on the street is that we are in for a recession, but one that is milder than average. In other words, a soft landing. Some pundits even see the US dodging a recession altogether. The most compelling evidence for that theory is how strong the job market is. The truth is probably somewhere in between, but is it possible to have full employment in the face of a recession? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of February 20th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. The 2009 through 2011 economic recovery in the United States was known as a jobless recovery. As firms grew, they were hesitant to hire because of the scars left from the great financial crisis. The fear was there could be a whiplash economy and that another crisis could be just around the corner. Most were doubtful of the recovery. It took a full 5 years to recover the 8 million jobs lost between 2007 and 2009. In 2023, we are in a situation where talk about a pending recession is all too common. Yet companies are dealing with labor with another trauma in mind. That is of a shortage. Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, said it himself. Companies are very reluctant to lay people off because it's very hard to hire. This attitude gives us results like we saw in January, when the U.S. added 517,000 new jobs, three times the number expected by economists. The U.S. unemployment rate is at a 50-year low. In Canada, it was even better for January with 150,000 new jobs, or 10 times what was expected. We have to admit, it's very hard to imagine a painful and difficult recession with such a strong labor market. At the same time, we have to be careful with this line of thought. There are some that believe that low unemployment is a leading indicator to a recession. They will point to a long-term chart of unemployment in the United States and comment that every recession started when unemployment was at a low. We disagree completely. Historically, unemployment has always trended lower through the economic cycle and has only stopped at the point of recession. In other words, it is a recession that brings an end to low unemployment rather than low unemployment being a catalyst for a recession. Low unemployment does not lead to recession. It is merely that low unemployment is a characteristic of a top in the economic cycle. Job losses are caused by the recession and not vice versa. So back to the question, can we have a strong labor market and a recession? We believe we can, and we would characterize this as the soft landing scenario. One reason for this is the fact that the availability of labor will continue to be tight due to demographics. The labor force participation rate was already in a steady decline pre-COVID. It fell further during COVID and has yet to recover. In other words, there are fewer people to fill the jobs today. The Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City had this to say about it in a report last year. Quote, "By the early 2000s, the oldest baby boomers had reached age 55, and lower participation rates among this cohort have since been putting downward pressure on overall labor force participation rates. This downward pressure may have temporarily accelerated during the pandemic, as many baby boomers may have retired earlier than planned. Even if this temporary rush in retirements leads to fewer retirements over the next couple of years, however, continuing retirements from the baby boom generation are likely to put additional downward pressure on labor force participation rates over the next decade," end quote. As such, companies facing slower sales as a result of a slowing economy may choose to cut costs in other areas rather than temporarily shed workers for fear of not being able to entice them back. Today, we stand in the middle of a housing recession, a manufacturing recession, and at the start of an earnings recession in the United States, all in the face of a still strong labor market. the obvious next step based on history would be a labor market recession. But demographics and current business behavior would suggest otherwise, which, unless we start to see an inflection point, reaffirms our soft landing scenario. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.